Mark, Eleanor, and Jeff from Mocha Pazza. They just did a great live set here on WFMU. Thanks, guys, for coming in and squeezing into our relatively normal-sized studio. I hope that wasn't too much of a hardship.
We love hardships. We love challenges. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. It's the only thing there was still some room to move around in there.
Oh, yeah. We can move around in small circles.
Good. So you guys are just wrapping up kind of a Midwest to East Coast tour. You've got a couple of dates coming up in Wisconsin at the end of this week. And I don't have the information in front of me as we're speaking, but I will retrieve it and announce it on the air so that everyone knows. I think there's one in Madison and one in Milwaukee.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. And tell us a little bit about the background of Mocha Pazza, how you guys started, how you even had the idea to do a circus punk marching band.
Well, a lot of us were in marching band in school, and some of us have been in theater, and then a lot of us were volunteering for different organizations around town, marching outside in parades and helping at assemblies, and a lot of that work was pretty serious, and we thought, it's really fun moving and playing, and we thought we'd get together and form a band where we could move and play, call it a marching band, but not be so exclusive as to not have guitars and accordions and violins and let anyone show up.
Right.
And so it's a moving orchestra in a way.
Mm-hmm. And Jeff and Eleanor, how long have you been involved with the band?
Well, I've been involved since the beginning, and we've been together about 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've been in the band about 4 months after it started.
Okay.
I was the first of the freaks.
Now, it's interesting. When I got the lineup of who was in the band, I noticed they were categorized in different ways by freaks and bones, which I subsequently realized was trombones. And is there additional meaning behind those breakdowns besides just making it easier to figure out who's who?
For the freak section, we were called the freak section because we were not traditional marching band instruments. And we wear speaker helmets.
The speaker helmets are awesome. That's the if anyone has a chance to go out and see Mocha Pazza live or check out the videos that are on the website or on YouTube, that's one of the key features, I think, of the live Mocha Pazza performance when you're in motion with the speaker-mounted amplifiers.
Yeah, the other point about freaks is that the rest of us, brass players, traditional marching band people, have been called freaks all our lives, so it's nice to be able to call someone else a freak.
Turning the tables. In terms of the material you choose, I mean, obviously a lot of it is not traditional marching songs. So do you, who's involved in doing the rearrangements or the arrangements of those?
Well, we're encouraging everyone to compose music and arrange music in the band because everyone has a different personality and different ideas. It's impossible to avoid the influence of the Eastern European brass bands and the New Orleans brass bands. But here we have the funk tradition, and also one rich period of instrumental music was 50s, 60s TV shows.
Right, right.
So that's a huge influence, and they were non-exclusive. You know, John Barry had the synthesizers and the guitars and the brass and the strings and everything. So that's a huge inspiration for us.
Right. Tell us a little bit about how you move a 28-piece band and crew from Chicago to New York and back and still stay sane at the end of the tour, or maybe you don't.
Surprisingly, we do.
Good, I'm glad to hear that.
We're working on buying a mini bus, a short bus that can fit all of us, but currently we're renting vehicles and sort of travel in caravan. Everybody in the band has families and different obligations. Some are professional musicians, some have day jobs, and so we always need a late bus and a sidecar, and we have a wonderful tour manager who makes that all work.
And you just stay with friends and family in the different towns that you go to, I assume, just kind of trying to find people to put you up, people in bands you're playing with and so forth.
Yeah, we like to make friends. A lot of us were nerds all our lives, so it's kind of neat to be making friends now.
Well, it was a lot of fun having all of you here, and just the whole spectacle of 28 people milling around in the lobby and then in the studio, the performance was fantastic, and it was reminded, I'm sure you probably heard this before, but one of my favorite movies is The 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T. So to watch you guys performing really reminded me of that one awesome scene around the middle of the movie where they're in the dungeon and everyone's swinging back and forth and running their batons along bones and making noises and so forth. So that's what it kind of calls to mind as I was watching. It was really, really awesome. So thanks. Thanks so much for coming down, and we'll let you finish packing up your caravan and move on.
Thank you, Evan Punk Davies.
You're very welcome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.